The first mitzvot in this week's double seder of Matot Masay deal with Hilchot Nedarim, the laws pertaining to vows, and Rav Chaim David Halevi, who was the Sfardi chief rabbi of Tel Aviv for 25 years from the early 1970s, presents a fascinating tshuva on the topic in the third volume of Aseh Lecha Rav, Simon Kaf Hei, as follows. So a heavy smoker had made a commitment to give up smoking, but sometime later he decided that he needed his cigarettes again. And despite knowing that smoking is bad for your health, he planned on going back to his old bad habits. The question was, A, did his commitment not to smoke, which was never made as a formal neder, did it require hatarat nadarim, i.e. a formal cancelling of the vow? And B, if it does require hatarat nadarim, is it possible or permissible to cancel a vow that would prevent somebody from doing something which is injurious to their health? So the first part of the question is the most straightforward part. As far as that is concerned, it's at the very least what is known as yadot or kinui nadarim, which are essentially binding like nadarim themselves. And he also refers us to the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sim Tavkuf Samach Bet, which rules that even if a person just says that they're going to fast the next day, it's got the status of a binding neder. So the same would be true here, where a person commits themselves to not doing something, even though they haven't necessarily used a specific lashon of neder. As far as the second part of the question is concerned, he makes a number of important observations. Number one, and very important to our discussion, is of course his unequivocal psak that smoking is against the halacha, because it's seriously bad for your health. If he thought differently, if he thought that smoking was fine, or that it was healthy, or that it wasn't against the halakha, then that, of course, could have implications for our whole discussion. Point number two is that the Beit Yosef in Yoredea Simon Reish Kafket quotes the tshuva of the Rashba, who says that the reason why a person asking to be released from a neder has to specify exactly what he's seeking to be released from is so that the Beit Din shouldn't inadvertently release him from a neder not to do something that's asur, meaning that, for example, a person who's got a big taiva for, say, eating a particular treif food might make a neder not to eat it so that they feel more constrained than just by the simple halacha that this is treif. And then they might come to Beit Din for hatarat nadarim, and if they didn't have to specify the content of the neder, then Beit Din would just release them. But having to specify what they want hatara for, the Beit Din will refuse because it's for an issa. And we derive from this two important things. Number one, that the Rashba holds that you shouldn't do hatarim for something which is prohibited. And number two, that he holds that if hatarat nadarim was done, then it is valid. Point number three of Rav Chaim David Halevi is that the Beit Yosef also brings the tshuva of the Rivash, who applies the principle of the Rashba not only to something which is asur midoraita, and not even only to something which is asur midrabanan, but even to something which is mechuar, meaning something which isn't necessarily strictly forbidden, but which is a bad practice, however that might be defined. But certainly smoking would be included at least in that latter category, if not in one of the first two categories. And even though there are a minority of Rishonim who disagree with this, the majority concur, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea Sim Reish Kaf Chetz Iftet Vav paskens accordingly, that it's wrong to be matir and neder, even for something which is only a bad habit. Point number four is as far as the question as to what if they were matir such a neder, even though they shouldn't, is it a valid hatara? You don't need a Beit Din of Mumchim, so it could just be you find three people in shul who'll be matir neder for you. They didn't realise they weren't supposed to be do hatarat nadarim for this type of neder. So we mentioned just before that according to the Rashba it's valid, but the Shulchan Aruch actually brings two opinions, yesh matirin, the yesh osrin. Some say it's mutter and some say it's asa. And the Shach paskens that it isn't valid, as does Rav Chaim David Halevi, based on the klalei hapsak, that when the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions in this way, that he holds la halacha like the second opinion. And he says that even though the Ramah actually holds that where there is a concern that the person will anyhow break their neder, then it's best to be matir it for them so that they will only be breaking one issa, not two. Nevertheless, based on the chida and other considerations, we don't paskin that way. Now, I don't know if this is a machloket between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, but I did find in the newly available Aruch HaShulchan on Hilchot Nedarim that he Paskins liked the Rama, in which case, if it was clear that the person in question was going to resume smoking anyhow, then it would seem to be correct to do Hatarat Nadarim, but of course that's going to be a B'di'eved situation. So Lemaisa, Rav Chaim David HaLevi is very clear that not only are there no grounds for Hatarat Nadarim in this case, but this Hatarat Nadarim doesn't even work. And even if it means that the person's going to end up breaking their neder, you can't do Hatarat Nadarim. But according to the Rama and the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that certainly L'chatchila it's asur to be matir the neder, but if one does so, then it's a valid Hatara. And if it's clear that the person will do the forbidden act in any event, then it's actually correct to be matir the neder. Ad kan.